Giovanna Rita Di Maria was born on November the 30th, 1989, in Alghero. Despite always having lived in Sassari, Italy, the city of origin of her family, diving into a little diary, we come across this passage. "Beautiful and good, my parents are like two suns that shine around me. I am proud of them, and I love them so much. Together with my brother, Ettore, they form the most beautiful family in the world. Black hair and eyes. My brother is handsome, strong, and very tall. He is also loving, neat, and diligent. A champion. I am lucky to have such a brother." Giovanna, up to the age of 1 year, was very quiet and very obedient. Then, as soon as she starts walking, her exuberant, lively, and cheerful character immediately emerged. From a very young age, she had a natural sensitivity that was certainly not given by education, but came from the grace of God. She grew up in a family environment made up of sound principles and permitted by a great indisputable faith. Everyone who knew her described her as a sunny child, always smiling, and able to find the most beautiful and the positive, even in the ugliest and most negative things. She was like a sunny day that made you happy. Kiri, as she was known, always made herself available to everyone. You see, she found joy in serving others, lending her help to anyone who would ask for it, was always something that made her happy. Once, she gave up all of her Christmas presents that she had collected over the years and had sent all the money raised to Madagascar for all the poor and needy children, Giovanna recounts in one of her writings. "One day, I was in the garage with my father. I saw a bag full of games that I was very fond of. Thinking of the other children who have nothing, I decided to give it to them." It seems that Kiri had found comfort in charity. She always had her attention drawn towards suffering children, the humble, the defenseless, and the most needy, and above all, an immense love of neighbor and a solid faith in God. She wrote, "The most important thing in Christian prayer is to speak to God as friends, to be in front of Him with the heart, and to give Him gratitude and love for what He gives us, to ask His help just like you do with a friend. Jesus is the greatest friend for Christians."
E infatti abbiamo sempre cercato di coccolarla e di rispettarla, perché anche i cani hanno bisogno e tutti gli animali hanno bisogno.
Can you imagine that from a very young age she chose to sleep on the floor, even refusing a pillow? Growing up, her mother Ornella was curious to why her daughter had always chosen to sleep on the floor. Kiri told her mother that there were many people in the world who do not have a roof over their heads and not even a place to sleep, so she wanted to at least share in their suffering. Kiri has always had a thought for the most needy and the sick, but she loved animals and nature equally. Woe to her if she saw an abused animal, and she suffered when she saw the dogs and cats standing on the street with no one. A close friend of Giovanna described her as a strong girl who knew how to infect the kind of happiness that is difficult to find, and she makes you understand that no matter how bad life can sometimes be, there will always be someone ready to help you and let you know that you are not alone. One day, she told her mother that it was not right to buy her too many things because there were children in the world who had nothing. She was satisfied with the simple clothing she had and did not allow herself to be influenced by fashions or brands. She even loved being barefoot. When she heard about a girl diagnosed with cancer, she wanted to send her books about cartoon characters and videotapes right away. Another time, she had her brother Ettore make some CDs and donated the entire proceeds of the sale to the soup kitchen of the Vincentian Center for social welcome. From this point, it is pretty clear that the young one would go the extra mile just to make sure that she could offer a helping hand. She often talked to her mother about how she was not afraid of life after death. In fact, she said that she would die young and go to heaven to help the needy and the sick. She told her mother, "Mom, if I die, don't worry. In the meantime, you have Ettore, and you have to be calm. If the Lord wants me, I'm ready." She told her mother that she wanted to go to heaven and see all the people who needed help from there. One morning, as soon as she woke up, she told her mother that before falling asleep, she had received a visit from an angel, all white, with large wings, who carried her in its arms and carried her all around the house until finally laying her back in bed. Kiri mentioned that this very angel had asked her if she wanted to join him in heaven, to which she replied with a yes. It was only after her death that a friend of Kiri had testified that Kiri herself had told her of the same incident, but mentioned that it was not a dream and that the angel was actually present in a room. She told her mother that it was only a dream so as to not worry her mother. Wow, Giovanna was certainly not of this world. Every minute of her life was special, and she lived it with a lot of commitment and love for herself and for others. On October the 18th, 2002, after volleyball training and after having greeted and hugging her companions and the instructor, something that she had never done before, Kiri, while on foot, went to the shop of one of her aunts. She was then struck by a devastating and irreversible cerebral hemorrhage and 6 days later, died on the 24th of October in the intensive care unit of the Zazari Civil Hospital, being 1 month shy of her 13th birthday. Giovanna Rita Di Maria, pray for us.